Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic addresses a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally, and she's here now. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, you know, we've all been under a lot of stress for the last couple of years, and I thought I'd touch on a little bit about gut health and mental health. So this week I'm just going to talk a little bit about something called the gut-brain axis, and then next week I'm going to talk about three ways to optimize our gut health and actually improve our mental health. So let's talk a little bit about how the mental health and our gut health actually work together. So, you know, recent years have actually seen a growing awareness of mental health issues, and there's a lot of research on the connection between gut health and mental health, and the connection between our digestive system and our brain can actually have a profound influence on our mental health. So sometimes it seems like a bit of a stretch to say gut health affects our mood, but, you know, in our body we have actually a lot of chemicals called neurotransmitters. And these are the body's chemical messengers responsible for transmitting messages from what we call neuron to neuron. And when it comes to our mood regulation, an imbalance of certain neurotransmitters can actually result in mood disorders. And one of the key neurotransmitters is called serotonin. It's one of these powerful neurotransmitters that actually regulates mood. And a shortfall of serotonin can actually lead to depression. So, you know, when we think about our gut, our gut actually contains about 500 of these neurons. And they send messages back and forth. It actually sends a two-way message between our brain and our digestive system. And there's something called the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve is actually part of something called the enteric nervous system, and actually it controls our basic body functions, and there's two sides of that. There's something called the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system, and the way to remember it, and nobody needs to remember this really unless you're a doctor, is the sympathetic nervous system works for that what we call fight or flight responses, and so that's that sort of get up and go and increase adrenaline, and the parasympathetic is the rest and digest response. So that's more the calming side of things. And disturbances in this balance can actually result in physical problems that are triggered by psychological issues, for example. So, you know, when we're under stress, that can trigger, for example, IBS symptoms, and the vagus nerve actually helps with that rest and digest side. So actually next week I'm actually going to talk about three ways to optimize our gut health, improve our mental health, and figure out some ways to actually help that vagus nerve help our rest and digest side of things.
So the gut and brain connection is quite interesting. Thanks for pointing it out, and I look forward to learning more next week. If anyone's interested in exploring their health naturally, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And as always, Dr. Betty Rosendahl is on the sponsor expert list on marylins.ca, 905-707-2001, a complimentary consultation by phone or in person. It's up to you to get started. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.